pano. Or else the shichru, if you mashacha your reved, the lacher is mafkiya midei shibut. Even though these things are mashubut to somebody else, but these things are stronger than the shibut, like over here. Even though this coat was mashubut to the isha, she had a right to get it back. But now that the yisayman put this coat on the mace, this has a din kedusha on it. It has a din isra no now. So the isra no is mafkiya midei shibut. Takes off the shibut, the isha has no right to get it back anymore. Omer Rav Yehuda, hechnis aloi shnei kelim. Let's say she brings in to him when she first gets married two nice dishes. Bielazuz, each one was worth, together were worth $1,000. She brought in tremendous dishes worth $1,000. Vishibchu viomdu al shnei apayim. And later, after the years, they became more valuable, and now they're worth $2,000. Is and then she gets a get. So since that's soin barzo, the locker is what? The husband has a chiyah to give it back the value, how much it was worth, but Shashi brought it in, it was only worth $1,000. So say like this, Echad not losa b'ksubasa, true. One of them, she has the right to get b'ksuba. But the Echad, noisen es domim v'noit losoi, v'vnei shvach v'esaviyah. The second one, she has no right to get, because the shuma, the husband doesn't have to pay you more than the value it was worth at the beginning. But now that it's worth $2,000, the husband has the right to keep the second one. But she could tell him, even though you want to keep it, I'll pay you for it though. So that she has the right to say. She has the right to say, I want to buy it off you like the swear we had before. Since it's something that she received from her father's house, it means a lot from to her. That's called shvach v'seviya. She has the right to say, I'll pay you for it. And therefore she could buy it off the husband. The husband has to sell it to her. Mrs. Mike Kamash, what's the chiddush here? That shvach ve'sevir di dohevi, that she has a right to ask for it. Ho amar Rav Yehuda Chodazim, Rav Yehuda said this one time already. Mrs. Mao, the time I would have thought a time, mili'echa dematio le'mishka b'ksubasa. That's only when she's taking it for a ksuba. Avo meitem demei, o mishkoloi, but over here, where the dishes are worth more than a ksuba. So maybe she doesn't have a right to say, I'll pay you for it like I'll buy it back. The husband only has the right to give her what he owes her. He owes her $1,000, he has to give her the value of the kelim. But now that the kelim are worth $2,000, he only has to pay back $1,000 worth. Maybe the second $1,000 worth, he has no right to get it out of her, even if she says she wants to buy it. Kamashman, tremendous chiddush, no, she has a right to buy it. She has a right to say, yes, I want to buy it, it means a lot to me. And in such a case, the husband has to sell it to her. Right, the Mishnah says, Bas Yisrael Shenisas Lekoin. A regular Bas Yisrael got married to a Kohen. Umeis, and now the husband died. And so the husband died. She can't eat truma anymore. She's only a Bas Yisrael. But Venicha Muberes, she was left over pregnant. Trashi Afo Pi Shiesh Labonim Emenu, even though she already has children from her husband. Now the locher is, if she has children from the Kohen, even after the Kohen dies, she could still eat truma. Kolzaman, she has kids from the husband. So the Meister, she's allowed to eat truma because of the kids. But now she's pregnant. So locher is, lo yachla, the Mishnah says, lo yachla avdeha b'truma. She's not allowed to feed her avodim truma. She has an avodim kinanim, she's not allowed to feed them truma. So Rashi says, lo yachla avdeit soin bazel b'truma. Lefi shehein shel yorshim. Because the avdeit soin bazel belongs to the yorshim now. V'yesh le'ubo b'hem chelik. Now she's pregnant. Now the kid in her stomach, the uber has a chelik in the Yerusha. V'yeluba koyach la'achilam. But the uber now can't be Michael, these avodim b'truma. Mishum d'ksav uber mei azara zarhu. Either we owe the svara, an uber in the stomach of a zara is called a zar. Mishum d'ksav yelud Michael, shen yelud ain't a Michael. A kolzman, you're not born yet, you can't feed somebody else. Shenema v'yelid beisoy, heim yoichlu. Yevalachmei. So Kitzur Mishnah said that this Bas Yisrael now, when her husband died, is pregnant. The locher is, lo yoichlu avdeh b'truma. Her avodim now cannot eat truma. Because the avodim go to the yorshim. Who are the yorshim? Her son she had already. Now this uber in her stomach eventually will yashin also. So he like owns a chelik of these avodim. And his chelik that he owns, he has no right to be meichel them betruma. Since he's not born yet, he can't be meichel them betruma. Mevnei chelka she uber. Because of the portion that still belongs to the uber. She uber the locheris poisel v'yena meichel. Dibur Rabbi Yossi. The uber apostles, but he's not meichel. Rabbi Yossi, Omer loy. Meyacha she'ara tolonu, abas Yisrael lekoyin, is af bas koyin lekoyin, be the same alocha, bas koyin got married to a koyin. Umeisen, and the husband died, v'nicha muberes le'yachlu avdeh b'truma, v'nei chalko shaluber,
is not only a bas Yisrael, it's even a bas Kohen. A bas Kohen now, Lamaisa, she's pregnant. So she has an Uber inside her. This Uber is going to yashin the Avodim also. So the portion that he yashins, those Avodim are not Lari Truma. So we don't know which portion belongs to him, which portion belongs to the other one. Therefore, none of the Avodim are Lari Truma. All right, stop here. You hold him daf samach zayin omer aleph. If we did the Mishnah, we'll do the Mishnah over again. Mishnah says, Basi Yisroel shenispes l'koyin. Or Basi Yisroel got married to a koyin. Umeis. Now her husband died, the koyin died. V'nichem uberes. And he left her over, she's uberes. And it could be she has other children also. She has already other sons. So the locher is, she is still lari truma. Even though she's only a Basi Yisroel. But since she had a son already from the Kohen, or a child from the Kohen, she could still eat kol zman the children are alive. Now, she's also muberis now, v'nicha muberis, she's pregnant. Halacha is lo yoichlo avdei b'truma. Her avodim are not lari truma because of her. The yavdei tzoyno barzel. Halacha is a tzoyno barzel we brought out before already, that when she brings it in, it goes to the husband and stays with the husband until she gets a get. So here that the husband died, the halacha is the children yashin the avodim of the tzoyno barzel. It goes b'yerusha to the children. So now we have to be afraid. She's a muberis. She's pregnant. Maybe she's going to have a zohar, a son, that is going to yashin part of the avodim. And the halacha is, says the Mishnah, lo yachlo avdeh b'trumah b'vnei chelka shel uber. Because this uber, who she's pregnant with now, if he's going to be a zohar, when he's going to be born later, he's going to yashin. He's one of the sons. He'll also yashin his father. And he'll get a chelak of the Avodim. And the halacha is an uber, when you're not born yet, you cannot be Michael. So therefore, because of this uber now, the Avodim are not lari truma. When the klal is, she uber poisel v'yena Michael. An uber passels. Rashi says, what do you mean an uber poisel? In bas koyin nisus li Yisrael. Let's say she was a bas koyin, but she got married to a Yisrael. So halacha is, she's not lari truma now. Now that she's married to a Yisrael, she cannot eat truma. Then Yicha Muberis, and the husband that died, the Yisrael died, but she's a Muberis. The Ein La Ben Acher, she doesn't have another son yet. Is Poisla, this Uber now that she's pregnant, passels her, Miloshev Lebesov Yikunareh. She's not allowed to go back to her father's house. Like this, the halacha is the Bas Kohen, even though she got married to a Yisrael, so she's not allowed to eat truma. That's only Kol Zaman, she has a husband. When a husband dies and they didn't have any children, she goes back to her father's house, she's Lari Truma. But if she's Muberis though, she can't go back to the father's house. That's the Lach of the Uberis, Paisel. But the Klal is, V'yeinei Macho. He doesn't let you eat Truma either. What's that case? So Rashi, and Bas Yisrael L'Koyinhi. If she's the Bas Yisrael that got married to a Koyin, Umeis, and the husband, the Koyin, died, V'nicha Muberis, and left her over pregnant. So Lach we had, that if she has a child from the Kohen, she's Lari Truma. If she doesn't have any children, she can't eat Truma. Now she's a Muberis. So halacha is the Muberis, the Uber, is Ein B'Uber Koyach Lachila. The Uber does not let his mother eat the Truma. Ruadin Liavodim. And the same thing here, the Avodim, since this Uber is going to yashin the Avodim, so because the Chelek that the Uber owns, he cannot be Meichel then be Truma. So therefore the Mishnah says, her avdei, tzoyno barzel, that goes over to Yerusha of the husband, so since the uber, the baby in the mother's stomach is will yashin it, so right now he cannot be Michael the avodim teet. So therefore the avodim are not lari truma. That's a club, right? Right? He's not born yet. Halakha is the uber though has, right? But an uber has the chelik in Yerusha, he owns a part of the avodim, and the part that he owns, that part cannot eat truma. Tivir Rabbi Yosi, this Rabbi Yosi Shita, that he holds an Uber, has a Kayach of Yerusha. An Uber owns something in those Avodim. Omru Loi, Sachom said back to Rabbi Yosi, Me'acha Sha'arato Lonu, Al Bas Yisrael Akoyen. Once you're telling us this Chiddush, that a Bas Yisrael that's married to a Koyen, if she's left over pregnant, that her Avodim are not Lari Truma. So they said, if so, that's the Svaro, Af Bas Koyen Lakoyen. Even in the case where she was a Bas Koyen, that got married to a Kohen. Umeis, and the husband died. V'nicha muberis, and he left her over pregnant. Halacha is, lo yechlo avdeh betruma. Her avodim, the avdei tzoyin barzel, are not lari truma. Mifnei chelko shel uber, the same svara. Since this uber, the child in the stomach, is going to yashin the avodim, and Allah is the chelik that he owns, an uber cannot be meichel yet, so the avodim are not lari truma. Even though in this case she is a lari, in both cases she's a lari truma. But the meister, her avodim are not lari truma. Because the avodim, like a chelik of it, a portion of it, belongs to this uber, and what belongs to the uber does not have a koyach to be meichel. That's the kasha that Chom is back to Rabbi Yossi. Why do you only say the Chiddush? By a Bas Yisrael, the exact same halacha should apply to a Bas Kohen. We'll see in the Gemara what this Svar of Rabbi Yossi is. The Gemara says, now, Iboilu, we have a question like this. Time of the Rabbi Yossi, what's Rabbi Yossi's time? That he says his first case was a Bas Yisrael that got married to a Kohen, and she's pregnant, and the husband dies, that we the Kohen died, that we say the Avodim cannot eat Truma. What's the reason? Time of the Rabbi Yossi Mishum Diksover Uber Bemeya Zoro Zaru, because he holds since Lamaisa she's a Bas Yisrael. So the Uber, the baby inside her stomach, is called the Zara, is not called the Kohen yet. Even though the mother is Lari Truma, and even though when the kid is born, the kid will be a Kohen, because the father was a Kohen, but he holds Kol Zaman, the kid is not born. When the kid is just in the mother's stomach, he goes after the mother, that she's a Zara. That's the reason. Therefore, since this Uber Yashins the Avodim, so he's called like a Zara, therefore he's not allowed to be Michael then Betruma. So if that's the Svar, it will be very good. The answer to what the Chom is Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah. That Rabbi Yossi says, if she would have been a Bas Kohen, so then the kid is not a Zar. The kid is also a Kohen. So then he could be Michael Betruma. It's only because the case is that she's a Bas Yisrael. And Rabbi Yossi holds that an Uber, the Meya Zorah, if the mother is a Bas Yisrael, when she's pregnant with the baby, when the baby's in the stomach, the baby is still called a Zar. It doesn't have a Shem Kohen yet. That's one side. Oiduma, maybe not. Maybe Rabbi Yossi's svar is Yilud Michael. When the kid is born, then he has the power to let his kinyan eat truma. Then his avodim could eat truma. But Shein Yilud, Kol Zman was not born yet. Ain Michael, he cannot be Michael then be truma. So that's the Gemara Shaila. What's the svar in Rabbi Yossi? So Gemara says Lamayin Afkumina. What's the difference? So the difference is very good. Leuba b'meya kahanes. Like the Chom is back to Rabbi Yossi. What's going to be the halacha when she's a Bas Kohen? And she was married to a Kohen. And now she's left over Muberes. So could the Avodim eat Truma or not? That's the Nafkamina. If you tell me this Svara is the first Svara, it's only the Meya Zorah. But here that she's a Bas Kohen, the Uber is called the Kohen, he could be Michael, his Avodim Betruma. But if the Svara is the second Svara, that calls the man, you're not born yet, you don't have the power to be Michael what you own. So here also, even though the mother is a Bas Kohen, but so what? The kid inside does not have a koyach to be Michael yet. He wasn't born yet. So that's the Gemara Safik. What's the Svar of Rabbi Yossi? Some Rabbi said, Haino Taimad Rabbi Yossi, this is the Svar of Rabbi Yossi. Tikasava Rabbi Yossi holds, Uba Bemeya Zora Zaru. Rabbi Yossi holds, the case of the Mishnah again was, where a Bas Yisrael got married to a Kohen. But she's a Bas Yisrael. So Kol Zaman, she's married, she's Lari Truma. When the husband dies, it depends. If she had a son already, she could also be Truma. Now the Mishnah Shaila was where she was pregnant. Her husband died and she's pregnant. So we say that since she's pregnant, the Uber inside Yashin's the Avodim. And the Uber cannot be Michael the Avodim. Why? Because Rabbi Yossi holds a svara this Uber. When he's B'mei Zori, he's in his mother's stomach, and the mother is a Bas Yisrael, he does not have a Din Kohen on him yet. Even though his father was a Kohen, and when he's going to be born, he'll get Kedushas Kuna, but now that he's in his mother's stomach, and the mother is a Bas Yisrael, Rabbi Yossi's svar is the kid does not have any Kedusha yet. That's why the Uber, that Yashin's, the Avodim, his Kinyan, they cannot eat Truma, because he's called a Zora. But it's very good why Rabbi Yossi only says by a Bas Yisrael. But by a Bas Kohen, if the case like the Chom is back, if a Bas Kohen got married and then the husband died, if she left over Muberes, then the Avodim could eat Truma. Because since she is a Bas Kohen, so when she's pregnant, the baby also has a Din Kuna in him. It's not called Bemeya Zora, it's called Bemeya Kahanas. Therefore it's good why in the case where she's a Bas Kohen, then she would eat, then the Avodim could eat Truma. She had, before she died.
Yeah, we're talking about the Uber now, Rishon is done. Mezor Zarhu, yeah. So that's what Rabbi holds. Rav Yosef Omar, Yelud Meichel, no, the Svar is Yelud Meichel. Only when the kid is born, that's when he could be Meichel, he could let his kinyan, his avodim, truma. Shein Yelud, but calls the man, the kid is not born, he's in the mother's stomach, he's an Uber, ain't a Meichel, that's the Svar. Svar is no, even if she's the Bas Kahanis, even though she can eat truma, but the Meisa, the kid inside her, an Uber, cannot be Meichel. So in the case where the father died and he with the hand of Avda Yitzoyno Basel, so the Avoda Yitzoyno Basel go to the Yerusha, whoever Yashin's the father, that all the kids Yashin the father, this Uber also has a Kayach to Yashin, but what he owns, he can't be Michael Betruma, because that's the Svara, Yelud, when you're born, you could be Michael. But before you're born, you can't be Michael, you're Avodim Tetruma. Tassel Machloikis, Waspran Rabbi Yosef, according to Rabbi, according to Rabbi Yosef. Tomorrow says, Meis, we have a kasha. Om, ruler, the Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbanan said back to Rabbi Yossi, Me'ach, Asher, Arata, Lonu. Once you're telling us your first din, that Abbas Yisrael, a Kayin, if Abbas Yisrael got married to a Kayin, and then the Kayin died, and she's pregnant, that the Locher is, her Avodim, the Avdate, so in the Basel, are not Lari Truma. Because the Uber Yashin's the Avodim, and the Uber cannot be Michael. So the Chum said back, if so, Bas Koyin Le Koyin Mao. Like, what's going to be the locha of Bas Koyin to a Koyin? Like, the Chura should be the same Svara. If you tell me that an Uber, since he's not born yet, cannot be Michael, so even if the mother is a Bas Koyin, should also be the same Svara. True, she can eat Truma. But the Uber in the stomach, since he's not born yet, he cannot eat Truma. So the Yeskab Yaisi Mao, the Yeskab will be the locha. Omer Lehem and Rabbi Yosi answered back, Zu Shamati. What I told you by Abbas Yisrael that I heard over, that's the halacha. The attacker, they cannot eat truma, the Avodim. But the Zu, Lo Shamati. Your case I did not hear. In other words, there's a difference between Abbas Yisrael and Abbas Koyin. So Gemara says like this, Iyam with Bishleim Uba B'meya Zora Zaru. If the Svar is like Rava, that since the mother is Abbas Yisrael, even though the father is a Koyin, and when the kid is born, he'll be a Kayin. But now, before he's born in the mother's stomach, it's called Uber B'mei Zara. And Uber in the stomach of the Zara means she's only a Bas Yisrael Zaru. He's not called a Kayin. That's why he can't eat, the Avodim can't eat because of him. Sounds very good. Hainu de Kamale, that's what Rabbi Yossi answered back and said, Zushamati, by a Bas Yisrael I hold, the Avodim cannot eat Truma. But Vizu Lai Shamati, this case I did not hear though. The case of a Bas Kahanis, since she's a Bas Kayin, she's not a Zara. So the Uber inside her stomach also has a Din Kayin. So therefore the Uber should be Meichel. So that's why Yosef the Mishnah only sent her by a Bas Yisrael and not by a Bas Kayin. Eli Yamrit, but if you want to tell me like your Svara, like Rabbi Yosef Svara, that what? Yulud Meichel. Only after the kid is born, then anything he owns, his Avodim Kiritruma because of him. Shein Yulud, but the kid is not born yet. Ain't Michael, he has no power to be Michael, what he owns. So if so, Maizu Shemati, Vizulay Shemati, Iyu, he. It's the exact same thing. Like, what did Rabbi Yosi say? I only hold by Bas Yisrael and not by Abbas Koyin. The exact same halacha should apply by Abbas Koyin. Lamaisa, she's Abbas Koyin true. She's pregnant now. The halacha is Rabbi Yosi holds an Uber Yashins. So the Uber owns the chelik of the Avodim. Now, the chelik that he owns, they have no right to Truma. Because the locher is, who could be Michael? Only you, Yelud. After you're born, you come in the world, then you could feed, they could eat truma because of you. But before the kid is born, what he owns cannot eat truma because of him. So that says kasha, staka kasha on Rabbi Yosef. Like if that's the story of Rabbi Yosef, why didn't Rabbi Yosef agree even by a Baskayim? Baskayim. Mor says, Omer Rav Yudah Mashmuel. Zu Dibri Rabbi Yosi. This is the din of Rabbi Yosi in our Mishnah, that if the Bas Yisrael is pregnant, the Yavodim cannot eat Truma. But Shmuel said, Avachom Moimrim, Yesh Loi Bonim, Oichlim Yishub Bonim, no. They hold that what happened here, Bas Yisrael was married to a Kohen, and she already had children, even though she's pregnant now. If she already had children, so the Yavodim eat because of the Bonim. Ain loy bonim, if they have no children, oich lemishumachin, then they can eat because of the brothers. In other words, when the father dies, who yashin's the father? Lechetchila, the sons yashin. If they have no sons, then the brothers yashin.
The brothers are kahanim. So the avodim are allowed to eat truma because of the brothers. Ein lo yachiv, they have no brothers either. Oichle mishum mishpacha kula. Like no yid has no mishpacha. Somebody has to be in the mishpacha. So the closest one yashins him. So Mela, what is Rabbi Yehuda ben Shmuel saying? That the Chacham argue on Rabbi Yossi and say, even though the mother is pregnant, and an uber, l'chura cannot be Michael Betruma, but the Chacham say an uber, because the man is not born, does not yashin the father. They argue, an uber is not born yet, he has no Yerusha. He doesn't own the Avodim yet. True, the father left over Avodim, son of Basel, that whoever yashins the father gets it. But the Chum say an uber in the mother's stomach, he's not born yet. Like you're saying, Dovish Yadovish Lobal Yerlam. He doesn't get anything, he doesn't yashin it. Therefore, we don't look at the uber. Who do we look at? Whoever's alive, that's going to yashin the father. So whoever yashins the father is from the mishpacha of a kohen. So a kohen yashins the avodim. It's called the kinyan of a kohen. Therefore, the avodim are allowed to eat truma. Such as Yehuda Meshmul said, that our mishnah is only according to Reb Yaisi, but the Chum argue. So Gemara says as mashma zu v'loy sirulei, that Shmuel said this is Rabbi Yossi's pshat, but mashma he does not hold like that. For the Markasha, ayu omalei Shmuel Rav Chana begirito. I Shmuel told to Rav Chana in his place begirito, he said like this, tuk ay sile be'asara, come and gather me together, get me 10 people. Tiyei melucho b'yan fayu, I want to tell you something in front of them. In other words, I want this halacha to be known to everybody. So I want to tell it over in front of 10 people. Everybody should know about it. What's the loch I want to say over? That ha-mezaka l'yuber. If somebody wants to be mezaka son l'chosim to an uber, when the mother is pregnant, whoever it is wants to give a present to that uber, the loch is kona. So you see, Shmuel himself holds that an uber could be kind of something. So Mele Shmuel has told the Reb Yossi in our Mishnah, that when the father dies and the mother is pregnant, the uber, the kid inside, does yashin the father. Because you see, Shmuel holds an uber could be kind of something. Shmuel says, El zu fisrile. No, zu means that Shmuel also holds like Rabbi Yossi. If so, my Kamashvelim, what is he telling us then? To pligi Rabbanon alay, the Rabbi Yossi. That the Rabbanon argue on Rabbi Yossi. For the Gemara, is that true? Or me pligi, do the Rabbanon argue on Rabbi Yossi? So the gears of the Bachas, the gears should be for Yom Rab Zakoi, that Zu Edis Heyed Reb Yossi Mipi Shemaya Rav Talyan. For Heiduloi, that Reb Yossi told this over to his Rebbeim, Shemaya Rav Talyan, and they agreed to him. So Mashmah the Chachamim also agree to Reb Yossi, that the Locher is an Uber, does Yashin the father. And therefore here, where the mother is pregnant, so since the Uber Yashin's the Avodim, and the Locher is an Uber, cannot be Michael the Avodim, so the Avodim are not Lari Truma. Omer Ravashi said back, no, it's not Shver. Mi Ketoni V'Kiblu, does it say that Shemaya V'Avtalion accepted it from Rabbi Yossi? For Hoidu Loi Ketoni, they like just agreed to him. What does that mean? De Bistaba Tamayu, you're saying a good Svara. But if the Locher is like you or not, that they didn't say. So it still could be that Avad Alocha Tak or Shmuel Tak himself holds like Rabbi Yossi. But he meant to say, oh, Vishnu, the Chomim do argue on Rabbi Yossi. Right, the Torah Rabbonin. Bryce says like this, Heniach Bonin, in a case where she was left over with children, is the Poshet the Niach Bonin here means, like in our Mishnah, that with the Abbas Yisrael. So Rashi says, Heniach Bonin means, HaKoyen, Pleniach Maberus. A Kohen was married to a Bas Yisrael. So Kol Zaman, she's married to him, she's Lari Truma. If she had children, and then the Kohen dies, she's still Lari Truma. So Niach Bonim, if the Kohen left over children, is Elu V'Elu Oichlin. Then both the Avdei Milug and the Avdei Tzoyna Basel could both eat Truma. She's not pregnant now, so Manashoch. The Avdei Milug, that belongs to her. So Lamaisa, since she is still Lari Truma, because she has children from a kohen, therefore she can eat truma, her avodim could also eat truma. The avdei tzoyn barzel, which means goes over to the stays by the husband, and the husband's, his Yerusha takes it over, so who yashins the father? The sons, they're kahanim. So therefore both avodim, the avdei melug and the avdei tzoyn barzel, are both allowed to eat truma in this case. This everybody holds. What about the muberis? Let's say the kohen left over his wife when she's a muberis. So Rashi v'lo yaniach labonim. She had no children yet. So Lamaisa, she is not Lari Truma now. She's a Bas Yisrael. She was married to a Kohen. Kol Zaman, she's married to him, she could eat Truma. When the Kohen dies, since the chick, she doesn't have any children yet, so So she's not Lari Truma now, but she's pregnant. So in such a case, everybody holds that Elu v'Yelu ain't Oichlim. Both Avodim cannot eat. The Avde Milug and the Avde Tzoy Nabazich are both not eat. The Avde Milug cannot eat because they belong to her, and she can't eat Truma yet. The Avde Tzoy Nabazich can't eat because the Uber is going to yashin it, and the Uber is not alive yet, it can't be Meichlet. What about Nicha Bonim v'Nicha Maveris? Let's say the Kohen that was married to a Bat Yisrael, when he died now, he left over children, and his wife is pregnant also. What's the male? She is a Lari Truma now, because she has a son. But what's the halacha now of the Avodim? So halacha is like this. Avdei milug oichlim. Kederach sheyecheles. Avdei milug we had before, that means the Avodim that belong to her. It's her achrayis. If they die, she loses. If it gets worth more, she gains on the deal. It's called like hers. So since Lamaisa, she is a Lari Truma now, her Avodim could also be Truma. But Avdei tzoyin barzo, the Avodim that go to the husband. And when he dies, his whoever yashins him, take it over. Lo yoichlu. Over here, the avodim cannot eat truma. Why? Like Rabbi Yossi says, mifnei chelka shel uber. Because the uber now in the mother's stomach yashins a portion of these avodim. And whatever the uber owns, that chela cannot eat truma. Why? Shel uber poisel, like we had before. The uber passels in a case where she's a bas kahanis, and the husband dies. If she's a Muberis, she's postal, she can't go back to her father's house, teach Ruma. V'yeinu Meichel, in a case here, an Uba cannot be Meichel. Divrei Rabbi Yossi, that's Rabbi Yossi, shrit like we had in our Mishnah. That the Meister, the Tzoyin, Barzo, these Avodim cannot eat Ruma when she's pregnant. Because of the Uba Yashin, the Chelak of these Avodim, and the Uba cannot be Meichel them. Rabbi Yishmob, Rabbi Yossi Yoimer, Mishum Oviv, so the name of his father. That habas machelis. If they have a daughter, they avodin krit because of the daughter. We'll soon see what that means. Rashi said. We'll soon explain it. Haben ene meichel. If they have though a son, then they can't eat truma because of the son. We'll soon see what that means. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Yomer zechorim yoichlu kulan. If there's zechorim, then they can eat truma all the avodin. Nikevois. If they're leftover girls, then lo yoichlu. Then the avodim cannot eat truma. Why? Shema yimtzu uba zachor. Maybe this uber now is going to be a zachor. And if the uber is a zachor, then the klal is v'yein lebonas b'mokim aben klum. B'mokim there's a son, the girls don't yashin anything. So if the father only left over two girls, let's say, and the mother is pregnant, so on the tzatis say the uber is going to be a zachor, he yashins everything. So if he yashins all the avodim belong to him. And right now, Kolzman is not born. He cannot be Michael them teach Truma. Therefore, in such a case, they're not Lari Truma. Now, we'll soon explain the Sobraisa. Samara says, Ma'ira, what are you telling me? Shema Yimtzu B'Zachor, you're afraid maybe the Uber will be a Zachor. For the Gemara better, Taipik led in a Keva. Maybe it's in a Keva. Nami Posla. Because what happened here? He has two girls. And the locker is, if you die and you only have girls, the girls Yashin. So here, what happened? The father left over two girls, and his wife is pregnant. So whatever happens now, the avodim can eat. Because on the tzad, this uber is a zocher, like we're saying, he yashins everything, and the avodim can eat because of him, because he can't be Michael. Now, even if he's a girl, even if it's a girl, also the girl now will yashin with the other two girls. So since the uber now will yashin a portion of the avodim, the portion that she yashins also can't eat truma. So Moshe says, "Einachanami, chod the one thing v'yoid kormer." And the second thing we're saying now, chod the one thing is in the cave of Nami Posla. True, even if this Uba will be a girl, she'll also pasul because she's going to yashin with the other sisters, and the portion that she owns in the avodim are now lari truma. V'yoid. Another reason is shema yim seruba zocher. Maybe the kid is going to be a zocher, and then everything will be finished. V'yein lebonos b'makom aben klum. And then if there's a one boy and a lot of girls, the girls get nothing, only the zocher. So here the uber will yashin everything, and the locher is the uber cannot be Michael. For the morning now, zechorim yoichlu. If he has all the zechorim though, then they could eat truma. The avodim could eat truma. For the gemara, why? V'ik uber. We're going now according to Rabbi Yossi Shita, that the uber yashin, that he can't be Michael but truma. So what are you telling me now if the kohen left over zechorim, only zechorim? He left over two boys. So now, even though the mother was pregnant, the Yavodim can eat Truma. Why? There's an Uber here. Let's be afraid maybe he's going to be a boy. And then he'll also Yashin the Chelik of the Yavodim. And that portion can eat Truma. So Gemara says, Kisavar.